This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After the terror attacks yesterday, can Belgium learn from neighboring France about new measures to keep people safe? In France, security is an expanding industry. From Paris, Jake Saganero reports.
Soldiers patrolling with rifles here at the Eiffel Tower was routine since before the first attack last January. Now the French state is spending almost an extra 1 million euros a day for increased security and nearly 10,000 additional forces to protect major tourist sites, synagogues, and government buildings. But not everyone gets their own soldier, so private businesses in France are paying out of their own pockets for tighter security.
Open the jacket test
and the bag.
Even though security checks at museums were already routine, heightened security in department stores and supermarkets has become standard. According to Patrick Huss, an economic analyst specializing in the security market, the sector was a 23 billion euro industry in 2014. This year, private companies are expected to spend an extra half a billion euros on security. Most of that money will be for guards. The entire security sector could grow as much as 5%.
Pour novembre, l'État a pris conscience.
He says, after November, businesses realized anyone could be a target, so measures were implemented everywhere. He also told me businesses are hiring more security companies after the attacks. One of them is Galice, owned by Gilles Sacaz. He saw a steep uptick in calls for services last year. All of his clients increased their security, whether it was industrial sites or public businesses. Growth has been so fast, he has had to quickly train new agents and is still looking for more. We are always looking for candidates, he says. The security personnel job market was practically stagnant 2 years ago. Since France will host the high-profile Euro 2016 championship this summer, Haas estimates a 2.5% growth this year, with the need for an additional 20,000 to 30,000 guards. In Paris, I'm Jake Saganero for Marketplace.